Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to this conversation. When do you leave for the big conference?
Tomorrow morning. It's in New York.
How long will you stay there?
Just 2 nights. I'll be back on Friday evening.
41. Why is the woman going to travel? Forty-two. Where will the woman travel to? 43. On what day does the conversation take place? 44 through 46 refer to this conversation.
John, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 4 brothers and 3 sisters.
Wow, you have a big family. Are you the youngest?
No, I have 1 younger brother.
44. How many sisters does John have? 45. How many children do John's parents have? 46. How many younger sisters does John have? 47 through 49 refer to this conversation.
Tom, what does your brother do?
He used to be a doctor, but now he's a fireman.
That's amazing. You know, my brother is a fireman too.
Maybe they know each other.
47. What does Tom's brother do? 48. Why is the woman surprised? 49. What does Tom think is possible? 50 through 52 refer to this conversation.
Look at the black clouds. I think it might rain soon.
I hope not. I have to walk home.
Don't worry. I will give you my umbrella.
Thanks. I'll give it back to you in the morning.
50. Why does the man think it will rain? 51. What is the woman's problem? 52. What will the man do? 52. Go on to the next page. 53 through 55 refer to this conversation.
I don't have any money. I forgot to bring my wallet.
Don't worry. I'll lend you some. Is $50 enough?
Thanks. I'll pay you back tomorrow.
53. Why doesn't the woman have any money? 54. How much money will the man lend her? 55. When will the woman pay him back? 56 through 58 refer to this conversation.
Where did you buy that sofa?
I didn't. It was a present from my mother.
It's a lovely color. I'm looking for something just like it.
I'll ask her where she bought it.
56. What are the man and woman discussing?
57. Which of the following does the woman admire? Fifty-eight. What does the man say he will do? 59-61 refer to this conversation.
Could you pass me my cell phone, please?
Sure, here you go.
Thanks. I need to call my friend. I'm meeting her after work, but I'm going to be late.
59. What does the woman want? 60. Who is the woman meeting? 61. What is the woman's problem? 62-64 refer to this conversation.
I am going on vacation next week. I need to buy some new clothes.
Well, there is a sale at the department store downtown. I think today is the last day.
Really? I think I will go and have a look.
Yes, maybe you'll find some good bargains.
62. When is the woman going on vacation? 63. What does the woman need to buy? 64. Where does the man suggest the woman go shopping? 65-67 refers to this conversation.
My cell phone. Where did you find it?
It was on my desk. I found it under this file.
I have been looking for it for 7 days. Didn't you hear it ring?
No. I guess the battery has run flat.
65. What had the man lost? 66. Where did the woman find it? 67. Why didn't the woman hear the phone ring? 68-70 refer to this conversation. Guess what? I quit my job yesterday.
Really? Why did you do that?
I didn't like my boss. She makes people work too hard, and she never pays overtime.
Well, my company is always looking for people. Why don't you apply there?
68. What did the man do yesterday? 69. How does the woman react? 70. Which of the following is probably true? 61. Go on to the next page.